Hi, everybody. This is John Forrester on Out of Character. We are getting back to the Lamplighters campaign using Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. And joining me, we have...
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Bast Erd, a half-orc ranger.
I am Jessica. I am playing Umre Tana, who is a drow warlock.
I'm Tina. I'm playing Nisa. I can't remember how we were saying her name. We'll figure it out. I know. I'm a failure.
All right, so you're playing a half-elf, whose family was wiped out.
Brutally wiped out. Everything she's known is...
You're Batman.
I am Batman.
Batman? That dude from...
From Batman?
No, the guy from the movie where no one's allowed to dance. Dirty Dancing.
Kevin Bacon.
Wait, yeah. No one's allowed to dance? Footloose.
I don't know. Crappy movie starring Kevin Bacon.
We're like Kevin Bacon.
Alex?
Jonah Hex.
Pretty much.
Best D&D party ever. For those who didn't listen to the first podcast, you should go back. We did do this a while ago, and then we did other things. But we wanted to get back to it because it's fun, and we finished our other D&D game, and we wanted to go forward with something else. So, for those who didn't follow that advice and didn't listen to the last podcast, the last time we left, Nisa and
Umre Tana, but you can call her Tana.
Can I?
Yes. No, her name is actually Drow, means faithful stalker.
That's creepy.
So, is Tana just simply faithful or stalker?
That would probably be stalker. Which I'm fine with, either way. I don't care. I'm a Drow, I don't care. Your opinions mean nothing to me.
What's your male?
You're like an angsty
wow,
teenager.
You're
whatever.
They had tracked down a Dwergar who has some weird dealings with the murderers, one of the suspects of the murderers, of Nisa's monastic order. A bar fight ensued. He won, and he chose to let you live and ran out of the bar before you could knock him out. You gave chase, emerged out onto the streets, and found yourself facing a dozen or so crossbowmen who then fired on you. And that's where we'll get back to it. You come running out onto the street. You see the Dwergar just standing there, smiling his Dwergarious smile, and... You know there's no way you can stop these arrows. There's no way you can dodge them.
I will catch them.
That's a possibility. You might be able to catch one arrow. A dozen?
I only need to catch one. Wait, no.
I'll catch one. Before the arrows hit you, though...
What kind of damage are they doing?
About a d8 each.
No, what type of damage?
Piercing.
Okay, so it's not bludgeoning.
Nope.
Okay.
There's a rock set you out of their crossbows. like a monkey in the shield from Thundercats, where he had the shield that shot rocks. It was like, that's awesome! Where do you load the rocks? Before the crossbow bolts hit you, though...
Yeah, let me do it, because this is actually really cool. Blade ward, extend my hand and trace a sigil of warding into the air. Until the end of your next turn, you have resistance against bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, damage dealt by weapon attacks.
Nice. That's you?
Yes.
Awesome, so I die.
Yes.
Well, resistance is the damage is halved.
That's still better than
none. You're correct. So you throw up a defense of, like, might not die immediately.
Yes.
I get prepared to...
A heavily muscled man wearing robes of bright yellow leaps in front of both of you and just takes every one of these arrows and goes down in the dirt, bleeding out. Bast, your employer has just taken about 12 arrows in the gut. His last orders were to keep these two alive.
Okay, who are my targets?
The half-elf and the... who's going to die?
Yes.
There are 12...
What the hell, man?
There are 12... crossbowmen and a Dwergar. Mm-hmm. The crossbowmen are arrayed in a half circle on the opposite side of the street from your protectorate. Mm-hmm. All are wearing leather armor, full mantles, big creepy masks. The Dwergar is looking a little messed up. He is not armed except for the hammer. No crossbow in his hands.
Alright, I'm going to attack the Dwergar with my longbow.
Alright, go ahead and roll for it.
Wait, have I been paid?
You were paid 400 gold in advance.
40 things I have to do. All right, well...
He also paid you not to leave him there if he should not leave his body there.
All right. So, Dwergar. That is a 1d8 damage plus 4, but I need to roll my what?
Roll a d20.
Uh-huh.
I did your weapons for you there, so it's a plus 4.
Yay!
I try to be helpful when I can.
14 plus 4, so 18.
That's a hit, so go ahead and roll your damage.
Uh-huh. 2!
Your arrow hits his sturdy armor. He looks vaguely irritated, pulls it out, and looks at you. Shoot that one next. He's an ugly one.
Do I still have a voice action left?
Yeah. Always.
Move!
Oh, okay.
Can I... you go.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I already did something, so you go.
I get prepared to fight. You know, I kind of look over at you and I don't run.
So you're going to do that? Yeah. Okay. See, I'm going to get used to using spells. Wow. So you have to bear with me a little bit. How far out is the Dwargar?
From you, about 30 feet.
Okay. Can I use Witch Bolt?
You can use Witch Bolt if you wish to try to.
It's 30 feet is range, so...
Yes, you could use Witch Bolt on the Dwarker. Go ahead and make your attack roll for your spell. So roll a d20, add your proficiency and your charisma.
Okay, which one's my proficiency? Oh, 2.
Plus 2.
Okay.
And your charisma, which is, I believe...
4.
4.
So it's this plus 6.
Yep.
11. That misses.
The Witch Bolt fires off. Yeah. He smacks it out of the air with his hammer.
And that leaves me with a...
He spits. That's what I think of you and your drow magic.
And my move. I'm actually debating if we should just... I'm just going to grab you and run. Because that's what you were trying to do. You're trying to get us to run.
Yeah, all I've done is kind of, you know, I'm like in my stance.
So I'm going to grab you, grab your collar like this, and then start moving out.
Okay.
So... Okay. I don't know if I can drag you.
Dragging her is going to be a separate action.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I'm doing that as in like, let's go.
I'm kind of skip and jump along and, you know, kind of fighting you off, but...
Not actually impeding.
Yeah. Fast.
I will hold my longbow at the ready while they retreat. And I'd like to announce to the assembled, I do not wish to kill any of you. I just want to take the body of my employer.
Give me an intimidation check.
I have menacing also.
You do. That's why you don't have a negative to it.
Plus one. Total failure.
Yeah, they open fire on you.
Hey, guys. Listen here.
You take 4 damage.
All right.
As 2 crossbow bolts sink. Luckily, you're wearing scale armor at this point, so you've soaked some of the damage.
So I'm at 8 hit points.
So you tried to use diplomacy. Mm-hmm. Or diplomacy. Anything else you want to do?
I'm going to lie down and pretend I'm dead.
I'm really confused at this point.
Nisa?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I finally kind of get, you know, your hand off me and...
It's not on there. I kind of grabbed you as like more of like a motion. Okay. Like, get out of here and kept going.
Yeah. She's gone.
I kind of look back, seeing the numbers, and take off. Following. It's a smart thing to do. And if anything, I am wise.
The cultists move in around you.
Now, just real quick, before, where are we? Like, when you said gone, can I be...
The street.
You're running down in the alley.
We're still running? Okay.
Until you tell me otherwise, yes.
I was going to say, is there a place to hide or something? Or some place that I can...
They're not pursuing you. So, if you want to just duck into a shop, yes, there are numerous...
I want to do that, and I want to find, like, a hiding spot either behind some the kiosk or in a shop or mm-hmm. something, and then kind of roll a stealth check just to see.
Sure.
Just for S&Gs. That I'm not stealthy. I should be, but... Yeah, I'm with a 9, so I'm not really too stealthy. I'm doing the best I can hiding behind something.
They kick you a few times.
Mm-hmm. Well, while they are flopping as if they've kicked a corpse, I'm making sure that I am getting my hands ready for using my short swords.
Should we take the bodies back to the base, sir? The Dwargar. No, just leave them here and let the jackals have them.
I continue to be still.
They're leaving. They have no interest in escorting bodies anywhere. I do want the drow found, but we have other matters to attend to first. So at the head of his force, they leave, making their way the opposite direction that Nisa and Dala went. You're in the street, your employer has a dozen crossbow bolts sticking out of him. The people you're supposed to save are gone. What are you doing?
Well, I consider one job done. They're out of harm's way. And wait till this crew continues getting out of eyesight.
Takes them a few minutes. They're a big group, but they do...
Yeah. All right, I get up. Ugh, that's going to sting in the morning. So, where am I going to carry his corpse? Where did he want it to go?
Well, he's not dead.
Oh, he's not dead?
No.
Are you dead?
He blinks at you.
Do you need me to pull these arrows out, or get some sort of blood letter for you, or what?
Just carry me back to our room.
Before I carry you back, I'm going to at least break off the shafts, because you look like a frickin' porcupine.
I really don't trust your medicinal knowledge.
I'm not going to drive him in much deeper.
What happened to the monk?
The monk?
The half-elf girl and the drow.
They got safe. They went in the opposite direction of the cultists. Your goal was for them to be kept safe, and I have achieved that goal.
He stands up. He brings up one arm and just breaks all the shafts off with one strike. If I fall, I want them found. And he just starts dripping blood just all down his front into the sand, moving down the street in the direction they went.
Okay. Alright, I follow my employer and kind of marvel at...
He's walking towards us in our direction.
Yes.
And he has the arrows sticking out.
Not so much anymore, but bits of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Her just to say, okay, so when you were running, I just kind of grabbed you. So we watched and we saw everything. Yes. So she heard that.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going off to follow them.
They're coming at you.
No, the other guys.
You're coming towards you. The other guys are going in the opposite direction. So you would have to walk past them to follow.
Okay.
You can if you want to.
Oh, I definitely want to.
There's no way to stealth this. If you want to try and roll for it, you would have to roll a natural 20. And you have disadvantage. So you would have to roll 2 20s in a row.
Okay.
Avoid being seen by them.
Poof. Okay.
I just step out into the street looking at two of them very suspiciously. How do you stand upright with all the holes in you?
I'm a monk.
I roll my eyes.
More like a hunk than a monk.
A hunky monk, if you ask me.
Are you Nisa?
Yes.
Come with me. And he just walks past you.
Being a good monk, I follow after. Because obviously he's superior to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wait, who are you people?
As you can see, I have several arrows sticking out of me. And while I don't find it problematic to walk in, I'd rather have that discussion elsewhere than bleeding to death in the street.
Okay.
And he proceeds to walk.
He just saved your life. You can at least hear a story.
No, that's...
Melrun, do you need me to carry you?
Not yet.
When it comes that time, let me know.
Luckily, the camel's hump isn't far.
Yep.
It's about 3 blocks away from where the drive-by arrowing happened.
Alright, so we hoof it to the hump.
The camel's hump is actually a really nice establishment. It's one of the oldest inns in town. It's named for the enormous stuffed camel that's in the center of the main room. Mm-hmm. Basically like a dome. It almost looks like a camel that's been buried in the sands. Very, very discreet.
Does it have a bellman?
It doesn't have a bellman. It does have a porter.
Porter, roll out the red carpet for my master.
He kicks out a red carpet from the front door, and your master proceeds to bleed on it as he limps into the inn.
Yep,
I think it's porter. Red.
Porter, that'll save on your cleaning.
He gives you this look. He does not like you. You are not a good tipper. He guides you guys into the main room. There's a central chamber. It's basically like a communal area. There's a large fire that's not lit at this point. There is a stew pot of whatever was cooked the night before that's left out. Anyone who's staying in the inn can get a bowl and go. There's fresh water that's left out. There is an actual spring under the place that they get all their water out of. So there's like lots of fresh water in abundance. This is a very expensive place. The floor is tile.
Ooh.
Like, very ritzy, very, like, marble columns supporting the dome structure.
So you have the orc, the drow, and then the half-blood. All come into this really rich place.
Who's a monk?
It's like the start of a joke.
So she's...
I know.
She's just looking around in amazement, because she's never seen...
Your order was nice. I mean,
was it not? Would it be this kind of?
This would be a little ostentatious. You were a temple in service of Krullin.
Yeah,
who is not going to live in an ugly temple.
Okay.
As we go in, I do my normal mercenary thing of looking at the dark corners, look out for shady characters.
The porter approaches you. Will the gentleman or the lady be needing anything?
They will probably need a room.
It will be done. He looks at the two of you.
They will be sharing the room, by the way.
Drow wine.
He nods and looks at Nisa.
I just kind of shake my head.
He beats a hasty retreat. The old monk flops down, not quite on the pillow that he was aiming for, but he manages to shift his weight back onto it, looking like someone who's, you know, had a day of strenuous work, not had a dozen arrows stuck through him. Bast, will you retrieve the poker from the fire for me?
Yes, sir.
I take a seat on the floor. close to him and kind of sit in a meditative pose.
Wait, would you like the poker heated or cold?
Heated, if you would.
Can we wait till my wine comes? Because I really want to watch this.
I give the drow an icy glare.
I kind of mimic said glare.
The porter returns with your wine. It is in a bottle that looks to be made of cobwebs. It is quite strong, madam. I do not recommend consuming the entire contents.
Okay, thank you.
Would you prefer a glass, or shall I just leave the bottle? Perhaps some cheese.
I do not need cheese, but thank you very much. Let me see, yes, do you have a glass?
Yes, of course.
Okay, give me a glass.
Thank you. This unworthy servant is happy to have pleased you.
And I guess the man,
how much was
five
it?
Gold.
You've already paid. Your bill has already been settled.
Bid it on something good and tell no one of this.
May many blessings fall upon you and your sons.
Right. You tipped them more than I was going to, so... Okay, so I grab my wine.
He reaches for the poker when it's good and hot. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And proceeds to root around in his guts and just pull out one arrow shaft. And he inserts poker into the first hole. My name is Mulroon Aldana.
Can I help you at all with that in any way?
Are you practiced in healing?
Apparently not. No. I have no healing spells.
The offer is appreciated, but it is not the first time I have patched an arrow hole in me.
Okay.
It will not be the last. Many of my order have learned to intercept missiles. It was not a proficiency which I followed. Another poker goes in. I was a close acquaintance of your master, Nisa, before his demise.
She kind
of
looks a little sad, but nods her head.
He asked that if anything should ever befall him, that I seek you out.
But why?
Your order has fallen.
I'm trying to get vengeance.
That is not the path of a monk, Nisa.
People slaughtered what was my family. The only thing I knew.
You must walk a different path.
But what path? I have nothing right now.
I cannot answer that question for you, but I can help you find the answer. But first, I think it best that we leave this city.
But I've made many friends here.
I can see that based on your companion who stood by your side as you faced certain death.
Technically, I did a couple of times, actually.
I paid her for that.
I find that the coins placed in the hands of a dying man are of little comfort. The people who choose to stand by your side to the end usually don't do it for coin.
Who were those people?
The ones who shot me with arrows?
Yes.
I would assume from their clothes they are some form of dragon worshippers, but I don't know them personally.
Okay, so you know nothing about them. You were just here to protect her.
That is correct. Okay. I've been tracking her for several days. That is why I procured the services of Bast. He has a reputation as being a capable and affordable mercenary.
Flat rate.
What can you tell us of the book?
What book?
Don't you have the book? Wasn't the book on there that you needed to translate?
I hand him.
Looks at it?
Yeah.
This is, it looks to be written in some form of, I'm not familiar with it. You say this led you to the Duergar?
His name was in it.
And what business did you have with him?
I thought maybe he knew something.
About your order?
Yes.
That is troubling.
Why is that?
Your order had in its possession a powerful weapon. It is not to be found in the ruins. I have searched before I came after you.
What kind of weapon is this? I've never heard of it.
It is something that was hidden at your order. Something that has great potential for harm.
Have you ever seen it?
Once, when I visited your monastery. I'm in no position to fight armed men at this point. So I will have to ask the three of you to seek it out.
So, do you assume that it is in the Duergar's possession?
Possibly, or maybe perhaps his employer's. I doubt he is the top of this particular chain.
Do you know anything about the dragon cult in this area? In general?
I have heard whispers of the dragon cult, but I have little knowledge of them. As far as I'm aware, they are mercenaries for the most part, gathering treasure.
Well, mercenaries need to be hired. So I will work with my contacts to find out where they've been hiring.
I think from what I understand, from what I heard, the drow wants me.
The Duergar.
The Duergar, I meant to say, sorry.
You're good. Bulb.
Bulb?
Bulb. His name is Bulb.
Bulb.
Bulb. Makes me think of
that's kind of neat, though, because now I have a rival already.
The Duergar are not a forgiving people.
Yeah, neither are the drow.
That whole business in the inn was basically an Underdark dick measuring contest.
Oh, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Okay, so how do we find these guys? You already said you know nothing about them.
The easiest way would be for me to be hired by them.
Hired by them?
Yes, and then being one of their mercenaries, I'd know where their location is, what their hierarchical structure is, and be able to get you into their camp.
But wait, why do you have...
All they saw was an ugly man who shot one arrow. I made no impact upon them at all.
A sensible plan. If you get into trouble, though, you would be alone among many swords.
That's very true.
I think that the three of you should try to join the group. The drow is not an unusual mercenary, especially in this region. An outcast. And a half-elf is not unheard of.
I'll work with my mercenary contact. See you the next time they're hiring a full group.
He's removed all the arrows at this point. His torso is basically smoking. I think I'm going to go and wash off the dust of the street if there's no other questions or...
What order are you from? Yeah.
I am of the Order of the Yellow Rose.
Is that any significance to me?
It's one of the major monastic orders. Okay. And you've heard of them. They're not like...
Yeah, it wouldn't be uncommon for me to... Okay.
When are we leaving? When are we going to do this? Like, what time is it right now?
At this point, it's about midday.
About midday. Okay.
So you check his contacts?
I have procured rooms, if you wish. You may rest here. I know drow are not accustomed to moving about during the day.
Mercenary contacts usually don't even wake up until 3 on their off days.
I have no problem with that. This is like late night for me right now. So what I'm going to do is I am going to pray to my goddess, and then I want to go downstairs and dance and then go to bed and get ready for tonight.
I'm going to go meditate, as a good monk should, and meditate on what I've been told.
He goes to the baths. There are extensive, like, full, like, Greek bath-style baths. Like, you know, 80 people could easily bathe in this thing, and it's heated. So they have hot bath for torso arrow wounds and cold bath for, this sucks, I hate the desert, why are we here?
I want to go home.
I don't want to live in the desert anymore. So you're getting some rest. You're meditating. What's Bast doing?
Bast is getting a nice crisp glass of water and going to take a nap in the hammock in his room.
Did you have them bring in the custom hammock?
No, I packed my hammock. You have no idea how useful a hammock is whenever you're traveling.
How long? Okay, so what are you just waiting until, like, sundown or deep dark?
Sundown. Because it's a bit of a walk to where the mercenaries hang out. This being the nice part of town and all.
Are you taking them with you, or are you ditching them?
Well, I am going to give a knock on their room.
I'm downstairs dancing, and I'm like...
The main chamber?
You're still dancing.
Well, how many hours have passed?
About 8.
Oh, about 8 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dance the 7 veils?
6 to 8 hours, yep.
The 72, 127 veils when you chop your arm off.
That's the thing, I don't need to sleep, technically.
You do trance.
Yeah, for 4 hours of meditation, and that's it, and then... And
then you're good to go.
Yeah.
It'd be handy for you.
Do I need to sleep?
You do.
You do, because you're, yeah.
Full drow and elves, who are full-blooded. Yeah. Just go into a trance. They don't have to sleep. They can if they choose to. Like, really fat, decadent old elves might choose to, but elves...
See, I've never seen a fat elf, though.
You see the drow dancing.
I'm going to go talk to my contacts.
I still have the drow wine, by the way.
Yep. If I would suggest that you and your associates stay here for the evening. Would like to make these contacts alone to make sure that I have a full idea of how the mercenary situation is in this town before I bring you to it.
I have no problem with that, but do you want some sort of backup? What if something went down?
If you'd like to skulk in the alleys and clean up some flayed corpses, I would appreciate the help. But I won't bring you directly into any contacts.
Okay, wait here, let me go get her.
You find Nisa in a meditative pose. There's a mouse in her hair.
Incense burning.
You have a pet mouse?
Yeah. It's the only thing left. It was me and the mouse that survived the attack.
Don't show the drow. She'll eat it as a snack.
What? What do you want?
Bast is going to meet the mercenaries. I think it'd be a good idea if we at least kept our distance, but kept them backed up.
I can do this. I get up. My little mouse scurries and hides.
Before we go, I suggest we get a cup of soup and...
The porter brings you each a bread bowl. It's with a very thick soup that will not burn through it. Ideal for travel if you wanted to eat on the go.
Huh?
I only require 2 figs and a drop of water every day.
You usually don't walk this far. Come on.
That was the most cool thing I'd ever heard you say in character.
Yes!
That was Batman-esque shit. Right? 2 figs and a cup of water.
Well, if you don't want it.
I pass it over to you.
I have one in each hand.
I take 2 figs from a bowl.
So you're going to local mercenary haunts. Fast, have you been this far south in the past?
I'm just basically using the whispers that I've heard in the markets to figure out where things are. So, using my mercenary life skill.
Go ahead.
I've heard of at least one place. And that place is called...
You did hear while you were in town. You didn't have much chance, but... Because your current employer wanted you to move quickly. There's not technically an inn or a tavern. Mercenaries are not... well-liked in town, so they don't want them gathering in large numbers. There's a pit that used to be an old salt mine just outside of town. Basically, they get together there and beat the living shit out of one another for money. They call it the salt pit. It was literally just a almost sloped hole in the ground, surrounded with skull pillars. They're not actually skulls, you can tell. You've seen enough skulls. This is... Someone got some white wood and carved it into skulls to make it look cool. Mm-hmm. You do notice that they have torches arrayed around the top of it, so that there's some light so you can see as you're making your way down into the pit. Mm-hmm. There are currently about 50 mercenaries of various races. You, because of your mercenary background, you spot insignias for some of the more reputable groups and some of the disreputable groups. At the moment... You're pretty sure one of the things that's fighting is a tiefling. It's hard to tell because one of its horns has been broken off and its face is being caved in by the ogre that's punching it over and over and over again while everyone cheers. What are you guys doing while you see this?
Well, we were in the distance.
Yep. You guys stay in the distance. I'm going to look for the bet taker.
There's a rock gnome. He is a plump little man. He has a monocle and a fez. He is just smoking away at a big, fat cigar. He sees you coming and says, like, what do you want? You're ugly.
It's my best attribute. What are the rules on this pit for betting?
No weapons. You go in. You fight.
How much on the tiefling? What's the wager on the tiefling currently? 3-1? 5-1?
Oh, the odds? They were 3-1 going in. He laughs and smokes.
How much for a late bet now?
He's not going to win now. I'll take your money if you want to give it to me.
I'll put 5 on the tiefling.
5 what?
Gold.
He's gonna get his head caved in. You want to throw your money away? He takes out a big ledger and just folds it open. Ugly man. 5 gold on the tiefling. You better have your money.
I got 5 gold. Here, give me 5 gold.
Puts it in his purse. The ogre continues to cave in the tiefling's skull and... You can tell that they're kind of... He has some friends in the crowd who are thinking maybe they should stop this. You remember what happened to Oprah and Martell? People who winced at that are even like, okay, this is brutal. The Uber drops him. He's not quite dead. Thundercalf wins again! There's like light applause. You guys hear this bellow of, like, something about thunder calves and winning echoing out into the desert air.
I just kind of look over at you.
Don't ask me. These are your surface people.
I didn't interact with these people. I was in a monastery.
I'm going to go back over to the bet taker. Kind of hang back a little until I see people complaining to the bet taker about the tiefling having lost. Those particular people I want to identify and then sidle over to at the bar.
You do spot one or two people who are complaining. They are not wearing armor, they're wearing robes. You recognize them as war wizards. They're basically not great magic users who will sell themselves out as arcane advisors to soldiers. They are not part of an official group. But they have the look. You've served with one or two of them over the years.
As they come away from the bet taker, I decide to look over to them like, were you able to get anything for that bastard? I put my last gold piece on that goddamn tiefling. He said it was going to be a shoo-in.
He never pays us when we lose. He's supposed to pay for the funeral expenses, but...
God damn it. I'm out. I am stuck here. Is it... What are you guys... What are we doing for jobs here? It seems like everyone here doesn't have a single place, a single employer.
They look at each other. Are you good with a blade?
I've got two with me right now, and a longbow to boot.
Do you have any friends?
I've got two drinking buddies. That I think one of them's pretty good with a spell or two, and the other one looks pretty goddamn shifty.
If they can hold steel or a spell in their hands, there's one that's looking for five mercenaries to join up.
Where do we meet?
There's a mansion near the center of town. Can't miss it. Biggest house in the city.
When's the meet?
Be there in 2 hours. We'll meet you. We can get you in.
Is there an insignia or a name, I should say?
If you get there and we haven't already met you, just ask for Bulb.
Bulb. I give him a
He's slap. A Dwargar.
Yeah, I give him a slap on the back and say, you know, you've helped me so much.
Mercenaries have to watch out for each other.
I'll see you in the field.
They watch off.
Alright, go back to the YouTube. We have a job with Bulb.
How did you do that? Is that Thunderclap?
I've been in this business a long, long time.
You see an ogre come just like ambling very carefully, like ponderously out of this hole that he came out of. Puts his hands on Bath's shoulders. Me like you, ugly man. And just walks off.
A friend of yours?
Many people are friends of mine.
You don't strike me as a type of friends. So what is this job?
Well, there's a mansion in the center of town I've been given directions to. And they're going to need five mercenaries. Anyone that can hold a sword or cast a spell, they want to be there. And I did tell them that you two would be coming along.
I've never held a sword.
Can you cast a spell?
No.
Can you act shifty?
No!
Learn quick. We've got 2 hours to get there. Alright, open your palm. I put one of my short swords in her palm. There. You have held a weapon.
Holding it very awkwardly.
Alright, I would like to give her an actor's course in holding a short sword.
You get the sense that they don't really need to have a weapon. They just need to know how to hurt people. They're not going to disqualify you.
Yes, if I have with these. I... punch him in the face! Or, you know what, not in the face, but, like, kind of like a chest punch, you know?
His heart explodes.
God. Is it strong? Is
it it's a good hit.
It's a good, but with control, so it's not really gonna hurt, but, you know, like, you kind of, like, you're like, oh.
I don't think you need a short sword. That was good.
I've never used a weapon, aside from a staff.
That would be useful. It's a great long-reach weapon.
I don't think this is a good plan. I'm just saying that now.
That's right, because it's an excellent play.
Shake my head.
Well, no, I'm more curious because I want to know why they were hunting.
Because you tried to kill one of them.
And that was the only reason why?
That would be the first reason, the reason that leaps to mind.
Yeah. I just didn't know if there'd be anything else.
As you're making your way towards the mansion, you notice that the walls outside of the mansion, there's underspeech scrawled on it. It's basically a reward for a drow of your description's head within the next 24 hours.
Okay.
Let's go in there.
You know mercenary markings when you see them. Even when they're in a language you don't know them. You know X amount of gold for Y person dead by such time.
Yeah. Maybe you should sit this particular one out unless you got some sort of face-changing magic or something.
I do not. I think that might be a good idea.
Let's see what
we... You don't have to go in.
All right, let's see what we got.
Yeah, because whenever you said this, you didn't say draw. You just said somebody who just seems good with the point or good with the spell.
Does she have hair?
White hair. I'm a draw. I'll have dark skin, white hair.
Good.
Red eyes.
All right.
Actually, she has purple eyes.
Come to this alley. So, go into the alley. I'm going to take one of my torches, get the char off the torch. I'm going to rub it in your hair to darken your hair.
We could do this simpler. Okay. We just need a scarf. We'll just give her, you know.
You're not doing...
We're going to shave your head.
Yeah, you're not shaving my head.
Yeah. No, let's put a... Let's do, like, a scarf. And you are a mute.
Oh, can you turn your clothes inside out?
Okay. Okay, so I'm looking around. Is there anything... What's around here?
The area or in this alley where you're currently standing?
In the area. Is there any shops, clothing shops?
Most of the shops have closed.
Like that doesn't bother me.
You're just going to break into stores and try and steal shit, aren't you?
Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay, there's an apothecary that you walk by. There is a clothier shop. There is a, almost looks like a medicine shop of some sort, like an herbalist doctor office.
Okay.
You do see a small bookstore, and you pass a blacksmith.
Okay, so I just need something like a hood or you know, a scarf.
You
could
probably get something from the clothiers.
So I'm going to go in and see if I can get something.
Okay, yeah. The door's locked.
For me to at least try to pick the lock.
Yeah, that'd be dex. Unless you have some...
It's just a straight dex, I have a plus one.
Yeah, you don't have thieves' tools or anything.
No, I don't have anything.
You're basically just like, I saw this in a movie, I've got a credit card.
Is there anybody around?
I mean, it's very late at night. You haven't really seen anyone, like one or two people who are being escorted by guards with torches through the streets. You can try knocking on the door, or you can just try picking the lock.
What about the belt I wear? Here, put this on.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to knock on the door. And then I'm going to go into performance mode and try to act very shaken up.
Give me a performance check in a sec.
It's not that good. Okay. I shouldn't use that die.
Super good.
It's 11.
The door opens. A very old man who has very small glasses perched on the tip of his nose. He's just blinking at you. His hair is all messed up because he's clearly just got out of bed. He holds up a lamp and looks at you. What is it? What do you... The store's closed.
Okay, so, like, in a panicking kind of tone, sir, I'm sorry, but somebody's hunting me down. He just beat me. I was able to run away. I need something to cover my face.
Was it that ugly man back there?
Yes, it was.
Oh, come in.
Thank you, thank you.
You ugly bastard! He closes the door. Okay. This city used to be a good place.
He does not like drow, and I need...
What's a drow?
A dark elf, sir.
Racist. He goes and starts, like, taking down clothes.
I just need something to cover my head.
I've got this silk hood. That'd work.
Okay, do that. Put that on. So, like, something like burka-esque.
Like a silk burka, basically.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And then I will give him... Let me see. I don't have... I will give him 3 gold pieces.
He pushes the money back in your hand. No. I'm sorry this happened to you, my dear. You must not think so poorly of the rest of us. We aren't all ugly bastards like that man in the street.
I know. Okay, thank you, kind sir. Thank you. I'm keeping my money.
He shouts at Bats and he gives up.
Sir, can I leave out your back door? I can't let him see me where I'm going.
Good, you shouldn't have to see him either. He opens the door again.
So I go out the back door.
All you see is a fist poking out of the door.
I am laughing hysterically.
He's like 102. he lets you out the back door.
Okay, so I'm not wearing a burka thing.
Do you rejoin them?
Yes.
I get a far away from him before you rejoin us.
Yes.
He's going back to bed. He's just like, I did a good thing. I'm going to go drink some goat's milk as my special reward. He feels good about himself.
I know.
Hey. He's going to tell everybody about this girl that he helped and how horrible this ugly man was for like weeks.
He was pretty ugly.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
When he came out of his mother, he came out backwards and no one could tell. That didn't help the matters either. Yes. He's got rosy cheeks. You notice your two war mage buddies have turned up outside of the main gate. They are looking very nervous. They are in full kit. They have they've got new staves that are much more impressive and ceremonial looking than the ones they had earlier. You approach?
Yep.
I would keep my distance, but...
I brought my two friends.
I follow.
These two, they don't look like warriors. One of them whispers something and the top of his staff lights up. He holds it up to your face. I don't know. This one doesn't have good teeth. Well, it's too late to... If we cancel on both now, he's going to have our head. So I guess we have to go forward with them. But it's not our problem if they die.
It's not my problem if they die either. Their lives are their own.
He like pulls a cord by the door. You hear like a bell ringing off in the distance. And two very large armored men open the door. They have curved scimitars hanging from their belts. They're wearing like, you don't recognize the emblem, but they have a symbol of a fish jumping over a lamp on their chests. The war mages move ahead of you down this very beautiful garden path. Like, you step off the desert into, like, a light English garden area. Patio furniture wrought of, like, brass. Immaculate hedges that are, like, carved in these amazing shapes. Like, there's, like, unicorn and manticore, a full-size dragon, a wingspread that shoots not fire, but water out of its mouth into seven separate pools.
Mm-hmm. I do my best not to look impressed.
Are you impressed?
Oh, I'm really impressed, but I try not to look it.
I'm impressed.
There are full lights. There are literal lights that are like out of the ground that appear to be flowers that are lit and give you, you know, a little clear illumination down the path. The guards proceed ahead of you.
Actually, I am not impressed, but I am intrigued by the flowers because I would never have seen those.
You are deposited in front of Bulb, the dwarf you met earlier. He looks at the five of you. He's got, like, one eye swollen almost completely shut. The five of you.
I keep my head kind of...
Are we running out of mercenaries in this town?
Well, most of them right now are getting pretty damn drunk. I think we'll be the only five sober ones you'll find at this time of night.
All right. Do you know the deal? Do you know what you're here for? I don't need more drunks who don't know what's going on.
Oh, well, like I said, we're the five most sober mercenaries you're going to find.
One of the mages elbows you in the stomach, like, dude, shut up. If you want to work for me, you have to pass the test. If you pass your trial, you will be paid 50 gold, and you will have steady work. Do you accept this?
Sure, why not?
He looks at the two of you, and what about you two?
I'll nod my head.
I hesitate a moment, but then...
The mages both nod, not enthusiastically, but, you know, resolutely. It's a simple task. You go inside this building. You kill anything that you find there. Easy. Nod if you understand.
Yep, nod, I'm nodding, yep.
He takes a chain off the door, opens it, you have dark vision.
Yep.
Dark vision.
Superior dark vision.
No dark vision, correct? You do have dark vision.
You can maim.
Oh, you do?
I do have dark vision?
Elves have dark vision, too.
Write it down! Write it down!
Right. Features and traits, right?
Yep.
Dark vision.
So, with your dark vision, you guys can clearly see the floor goes about 5 feet and then dips about 100 feet straight down. Mm-hmm. So, someone could easily just walk off this thing and fall to their death. There's about 65-foot by 40-foot pit. The bottom of the thing is just littered with bones, and there's a rope ladder hanging.
And how many people are in here?
There's just the five of us.
Yeah, us and the two other guys.
Mages, before you walk in too far, we should probably use the rope ladder to get down.
Get down where? They are human. They can't see Jack.
All right.
Wait.
I've got pretty good night vision. Follow our lead. We'll probably need your help to finish this task.
Okay.
They got us this job.
Alright. So
they follow your lead.
Yep. You should light torches and stay behind.
We don't know.
We have no need of torches. One of them casts light on his staff.
Okay. Just make sure to stay behind us so you don't blind us and we can help you.
We don't know what's in here.
No, right.
There's something in here.
Yeah. Should we be careful about casting light? You know what I mean? So that they don't see? We don't know what we're about to face. It could be anything from a teeny little kitten to...
Can you cast your light at a distance? Like a distance of 20 feet to the left?
They can cast their light some distance. 20 feet is probably a little bit far for them, but they can cast it further away.
Cast it further away from yourself so that if there is a creature in here that's attracted towards light, it won't be attracted directly towards you.
I have dancing lights.
You do?
Yes.
But you have superior dark vision, so you don't really need it.
Yeah, I know. But that's... Yeah.
You can save it for later if we need to blind something.
So who?
Well, let's get down first. So,
all right. Is anyone going to go down this rope ladder?
I'll go down first.
You sure?
Yep.
So you find the bottom of the floor is like soft, loamy soil. This was probably, there was some form of water here clearly before, but it's been taken out. Lots of bones. Bones of various species and sizes and degrees of being chewed on.
All right. I'll pick one of the chewed on, a couple of chewed on bones at random. And given my natural explorer ability, see if the gnaw marks are similar or different.
Give me an investigation check.
Terrible. 3.
Can I do an investigation on this, too?
You would have to climb down, but yeah, absolutely, if you want to.
Okay.
Are you willing to climb down the rope ladder?
Yeah, he's down there.
He didn't die. Nothing attacked him.
Yeah, I know.
Good to go. All right, so you see him examining one of these bones, looking at it like, bone good. Me eat bone for dinner.
So I want to do an investigation.
Rolling terribly tonight.
22.
These are all from an identical creature, and you know what it is immediately.
That's what I figured.
And I'm going to stay up there just since I have the night vision, you know, just so I can make sure nothing's kind of following us in.
So your friends went down.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? The mages are looking down.
I'm not sure, but I don't see anything, and I don't hear anything.
Maybe it's invisible.
Maybe. It's best to be cautious than to run in with swords ablaze.
I'll protect you, don't worry. Okay, kind of like steps forward. He's got like a sword.
It's kind of, well, that is very kind of you. Why don't you two go down, and then I will follow you.
One of them climbs down. He comes up between the two of you. Is there anything down here? Have you found anything?
Well, I found some bones with chew marks. My companion seems to be interested in them. Have you found anything interesting about these gnaw marks?
I'm going to tell him they're down here now, aren't they?
What?
I guess, yeah. No. One of them is.
The other one's up there with me.
Okay, I'm going to tell them what it is. A Quassoth?
Quaggoth.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is a Quaggoth?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure about that.
You've never heard of this creature, and you've never seen it. You know what a Quaggoth is.
Yeah, me personally, no. Apparently my character does.
You know part of what a Quaggoth is, and you know that it is not something you want to be anywhere near. You in particular.
Me in particular?
You in particular do not want to be anywhere near this.
Why? Elven?
They're bred by drow.
To go after elves, I would assume?
That would be a history check to kind of remember why, but you remember stories at the temple, Quaggoth, and if you see one, no.
They're like a drow bioweapon with legs.
I want to go back to my temple.
I would see. Yes, that is.
You're like, looking. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, does the second wizard guy climb down?
No, he's staying up there.
Why is he staying up there?
Is this something that would be best to approach on foot or from a height?
Definitely height.
All right,
rope ladder hits you guys.
So how? What's that?
Rope ladder hit you guys in the back of the head.
So it fell.
It was cut.
I'm still up there.
Yeah, it was cut.
Do I realize it was cut?
You didn't see it get cut, but you saw it fall.
Okay, I kind of go to the edge and look kind of a little like, what the? And shout down, are you guys okay?
Did you cut the damn ladder?
No!
Everybody shut up. Because I would be like shitting myself. I'm actually reading about them right now. This is.
I don't want to see anything, because I don't. I just know the.
Close your eyes and sing happy songs.
Think of like.
Is there anything else you'd like to do besides look at the bones and shit your pants collectively?
I would like to ready my longbow.
Yes. Can I ready a spell?
Absolutely.
I'm going to look at the gentleman next to me. Did you do something?
I thought that was you.
Now, why would I do that?
I don't know.
No, okay.
Can you get the rope back up?
Sorry, Noah.
What do you mean,
Noah? I know two spells.
What spells?
Light.
Okay. And?
Featherfall.
It's taking everything I have not to just grab him and throw him down and be like, go help.
Well, he cast Featherfall on
him. That's what I thought, because I'm like, oh,
be the mate! Be the mate!
We have to get them out.
We'll climb down there. Go get a rope, and we'll come back. There's nothing, it's a trick. They're just trying to scare them. They cut the rope, they leave them down there for a few hours and see if they turn on each other or if they are blubbering masses of fear. Lock us in the dark.
This is the test.
This is the test.
I was once locked in the dark for 2 days.
It sounds like you have a terrible life.
No. It was a test of my endurance.
He goes back to the door and pushes on it like he's just, like, used to doors opening for him, and it doesn't move at all. And you hear chains rattling on the outside.
They locked us in.
Hello?
I'm just kind of shaking my head at him.
Hello? We'd like to come out now.
They're not going to let us out.
You don't know that.
If they let us out, then we're useless to them.
There's nothing in here. They would have attacked them by now.
I kind of...
You alive down there?
Yeah. You guys are still okay? Guys?
There's nothing down here. It smells.
I follow the drow closely, since she knows what the hell she's doing.
Yeah, stay... Yeah, I'm just, like, kind of...
Are you okay down there?
I don't know what happened to the drow or the ugly man. They walked away.
Have you seen anything?
No, there's just bones. There's not... You guys see something that looks exactly like this. It's just... picking the mage up and holding him and kind of shifting him.
Wait,
to
this
light.
Is the one that's with us out here. Okay.
Can I see anything from where I, you know?
Oh yeah, you can see him.
I just suddenly kind of get quiet.
He's just looking at him. He looks at you. Hungry?
What, me? I am not hungry. Are you, you're hungry?
A bit.
You tell you what, we will. Do you have a way out of here? And then I will bring you food down here.
If I had a way out, I would not choose to remain here. As you can see, it's not the most engaging of environments. He's kicking furiously.
You can put the man down, please.
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh well.
Wait, persuasion? Yeah, I have a 4 on that. Wait, I don't want to use that die. That's not a roll. 12.
By the way, they're not speaking common. You have no idea what they're saying to one another. He drops him. And he falls to the ground, a sprawling mass who just, like, back wheels away and touches the wall. What the name of the gods was that?
So, okay, so what's your name?
I am the first.
You are the first. Okay. I am Umretana.
He inclines his head.
Okay. What are you doing here? How did you get to be here?
We were carried here in boxes.
We? How many?
Enough. The Dwargar lured us here.
You don't like the Dwargar, do you?
I will taste his bones soon enough as I climb out of this hole.
Yes, you will.
Right. I'm noticing the rapport between them, and that he does not seem to be a threat to her. Bast goes over to the mage, and this drow seems to have a rapport with this creature.
The thing that tried to kill me!
The thing that put me down at her command.
It's gonna kill us and eat us!
If it stays in here with us. This thing is huge, right?
It picked me off the crib!
Yes. You're a mage. What are your spells that you have?
I know lights.
Any others?
Only one, and I really don't want to cast it.
Which is?
Fireball.
Hold on to that one. What's your mage know?
I know light and featherfall.
I could push it down there.
Featherfall we can use.
That's
Can you cast featherfall on this creature?
What creature?
We'll point him out to you. There's a large creature down here.
You know what? Hold on.
What is it? Is it a chimera? It smells like a chimera in here.
It's something that doesn't like the voices of mages.
Sorry.
I can show him. Is it fairy fire?
Dancing lights?
Okay, yeah, maybe that is. Yeah, because I can show his, you know what I mean, basically show, hey, this is what's here.
Drow.
Yes.
Drow.
Ugly.
If the mage were to cast Featherfall on your friend,
Do you think your friend could jump out of this pit and bust open the door?
Jump would be the one that makes him jump good. Featherfall would just allow him to fall and not die. Like, if you fell in this pit normally, you would be at best really hurt, probably dead.
We need to get the Dwargar here.
It's not like make you light as a feather.
No, it's just basically like, instead of falling, you just fall at a steady rate.
Wait, the first. Can you act like you're dying? Scream a little bit and then lay down and pretend that you're dead? And I might be able to lure the Dwargar in here. And once he's in here, he's all yours.
And yet I remain at the bottom of this pit.
I will get you out.
I've learned that the promises of a drow cannot always be trusted.
Can I use persuasion or...
Absolutely.
And I still don't know what's in there.
Oh, you can see it.
I can see it?
You can see it.
Yeah.
You have dark vision.
Okay, oh, that's right, okay.
It looks like the worst, most scariest goddamn thing you've ever seen in your life. It looks like all your nightmares covered in fur... and choking a man to death casually while he has an interesting James Bond conversation.
I have pissed my pants at this point.
Activate piss pants.
Go! With a damage of...
Mast, you feel a hand on your shoulder, and it's about the size of a shield. And you see another Quaggoff just kind of leaning on you. It smells you.
I stroke its paw gently.
I'm going to persuade... I understand that we cannot always be trusted. I am not like other drow. I am not a follower.
No, you're not powerful.
I am not a follower of Lolth. I don't know. The only thing I can give you is my word. And then a persuasion. 16.
I smell an elf. I don't care for elves. If you have your friend push her off of the upper realm, I will consider your offer.
So you want to eat my elf friend?
I wouldn't eat an elf. I just want to watch her body shatter on the rocks. Concern is one elf to a drow. Then you and your ugly man can go. The Dwargar will return in 3 hours, and I will not harm you.
I turn to my Dwargar and bring out my dice and be like, would you like to play a game?
The looks of the dice, those are interesting. It takes them. Wood, bone.
They're steel.
It drops them. They roll across the floor. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to pass the time.
Through motion and pantomime, try to explain the game of dice to my, new friend.
He watches.
Wait, who are you playing with?
Oh, the other one.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was my turn. Okay, I didn't know if you guys were playing.
There's two different... No, he's into what you're... He's buying what you're selling.
Yeah, I'll collect up some long bones and skulls, and we'll be like, okay, skull is 5 long bones, and like I'm making a monetary system. Yeah, 5. Yeah, and we'll start betting. Yeah,
yeah. It goes back and forth. You rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. I will do what you ask if you can get me up there. I'm gonna do a deception. This is like the most important rule I've rolled all night. Nat 20. And a total of 26.
I will do what you ask. I warn you, though, I am not a fool. If you are lying to me, I will find you, and I will kill you.
Drow, since there's two Dwargars, why can't they just get on each other's shoulders and get out of the
two
pit?
Quaggoths.
Two Quaggoths.
And the hole is about 100 feet deep.
So how are you going to get out?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, wait, is there a
that
way...
That was part of the deal. You said, you get me out, I give you elf.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
So how is he going to get you out?
I don't know. I'm assuming he has a way. I guess throw me.
He traces a arcane, rude gesture in the air. You start to grow.
Okay.
When you get to about 15 feet, you stop. Jump.
I will jump
with you. I was just thinking, grab him.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab you.
And your two Quaggoth friends.
What about them?
You're gonna need. You can grab Bast and not crush him to death, but yes. You need at least one hand to grab the ledge because this is even at 15 feet. You're jumping about the equivalent of a 1 foot person jumping 10 feet in the air.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm only 15, so I can't just like pick you up.
You can like pick him up and like hold him in one hand and jump with the other.
You could probably toss me.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with
that, or can you just hang on to my neck like a cane?
You toss him?
I would actually prefer you to toss me.
Okay.
Just
fastball special.
Just like, gosh. Because, you know, I'll be right up at the apex whenever.
What about me? I don't want to stay here.
I'll carry him.
Roll for athletics.
Bass goes flying through the air like a projectile. Kind of like a cleric that's been... You see him come flying over the edge. And Bass... Let me see here. Give me a dexterity check.
11.
Okay. You take 2 damage from your fall.
Alright. Down to 6!
Get the hell out of here. Just trying to figure out...
You jumping for it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Wait, what about the guy? The sorcerer guy.
I said I'd grab him.
Alright.
I did say, yeah.
Give me an athletics check.
Athletics. Well, athletics is 3. 22.
Nice. So, in the art of drow dancing, jumping is important, and you can jump to an impressive height in your natural form. In this, you could be jumping buildings.
Mm-hmm.
This drow that's about 15 feet tall jumps up, grabs the edge with one mage in its hand, and just hauls herself up.
Quick, bust through the door while you still got size on your side.
I'll do that. Kick the door.
Strength check.
It's only a plus 1. I'm assuming I'm more... I rolled a 4.
Yeah, you kick the door and it doesn't give way. It's sturdy. You hear the quag off. First. Drow. I don't see an elf.
I wonder if we can do feather fall.
Mage, cast feather fall on the elf. Now.
Okay. All right. Don't snap at me.
Wait, what is going on here?
Be patient.
No.
Featherfall.
No, all I'm right. Not going down there with them.
I tie a rope to you and then push you over the edge.
I scream. I forget all monk training. I am no longer Batman. And I just start screaming.
All right.
You, as you're drifting down, see one quag off that you were already aware of. The second quag off that was playing dice with you. You see about 5 more just start ambling out of the dark.
I am mother effing these
right
two.
Right beneath where you're drifting.
Yeah. All
right.
So I'm going to pay out about 40 feet of rope and then slow her down so that she ends up against the side. Like, still about 60 feet off there. They can't jump up and get to you from there.
I am still screaming.
Good. Keep doing that.
You feel something start yanking on your rope. And you see this translucent blue hand just shaking the bejesus out of it and starting to untie the rope.
Do I feel anything?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm start pulling her back up.
I'm gonna pull up. I want to help.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
You can pull
athletics
up.
Athletics check, athletic. Give me 2 strength checks. And you can do an athletics check to try to climb.
Yeah.
Only a 9.
Ooh, 19.
Nice.
18, you said athletics?
Yep.
18, 19,
20, 21. Okay. You get her pulled up before the rope. You hear the rope that you had is like, it looks like something's been chewing on it.
I punch him! My apologies, but...
I yell down, dang, that elf can scamper up a cliff!
Here's the thing. We just...
We did exactly what we said we were going to do. Push the elf right off.
Yeah, we did.
She just happened to scamper up the cliff.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna go. Should I jump back down? No.
No!
Unaitana, I am not amused.
We did exactly what you just said. You did exactly what you asked.
I asked that you drop the elf and that you allow me to watch her body shatter on the rocks.
She hit the side of the rocks. Whenever she fell, she was dangling. You didn't say which rocks.
Drow semantics aside.
Did you hit some rocks there, Nanya?
Nanya?
It's a Nanya business.
Yeah.
I punch her too.
Both mages are working at this door, trying to push it open with their staffs.
Glaring,
if she's still in her enhanced
she's
size,
shrinking down rapidly.
I go to the door to try to help them.
Won't open. Can you, like... push it.
Hey. All right.
Gives a little, but it's not opening.
Sleight of hand is like pickpocket kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's nothing else.
If you want to, like, palm a knife.
Eldritch Blast.
Oh, Jesus.
Will I get it open?
Eldritch Blast does.
It does all okay. damage.
A beam of crackling energy streaks toward the creature within range, in this case a door, makes a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, target takes 1d10 force damage. Spell creates more than one beam if you reach higher levels, blah 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 blah.
Well, it's a stone door. That is probably not going to blow a big hole in it. It might chip it.
If it's only going to chip it, it's probably not going to...
Well, the hinges are probably not made out of
And it's
stone.
A cantrip. So, well, yeah, if it's a cantrip, why not?
Just start working.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm
going to
do
sit.
At least one. Just
an you're like a pose.
You're like arcing.
It's like, yeah, fuck it. Where the hell? Oh, that's what I'm looking for. So what is it? Arranged?
I will not kill them. I will not kill them.
You cast Eldritch Blast at the door. It flies in backwards, knocked completely off of its hinges, and flies into the pit in the opposite direction from you. You hear a lot of Quaggoth scurrying out of the way to avoid being crushed as it hits, and sounds like you dropped a several hundred pound door 100 feet onto stone.
So
you see Melgrim standing there, again covered in blood.
Wait, who?
The
Melgrim.
Oh, okay.
There's about 15 dead guys standing around outside around him. Why are you in a hole?
They tried to throw me in the hole.
I'm trying to infiltrate Volt's mercenaries, but I'm still working on that. Looks like Volt doesn't exist anymore if I'm measuring the battle scene outside correctly.
These are his house guards. Volt left several hours ago, after I presume he locked you in here. What is the purpose of this exercise?
Well, supposedly this was a test for his new mercenaries, but it looks like it was instead a killing ground for his amusement. Or feeding for his... What are these? Quaggoths?
Quaggoths.
Quaggoths.
So he intended you to either kill the Quaggoths or be killed by them?
Probably yes. The latter, given the number of bones down there. He was probably just feeding his pets.
Fast.
Yes.
I will add an additional 10 gold to your fee if you remain here and ensure that nothing befalls any of these four while I am gone.
That sounds perfectly fine.
I ask that you do not look in the pit. He jumps into the pit.
I don't look in, but I kind of go to the edge, like...
I grab her collar and be like, my employer just asked for you not to look in there.
I can't let him go down alone.
You
must...
hear screaming. Please for mercy and undercommon. And you hear the sound of blunt impact. What sounds like stone shattering for about a minute and a half. Then nothing.
I kind of look at you.
I'm going to sit on the edge of the pit, and then I'm going to pull out the rest of the wine.
I pull your collar. My employer has said not to look into the pit.
Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking.
My employer said not to look into the pit. I have to mind you for...
The mage's like, we won't look in the pit.
Alright.
We just want to go home.
I've got a set of dice. We can sit and enjoy ourselves while my employer is taking care of business.
2 minutes later, you see him climb out of the pit. He has 3 Quaggoth heads tied into his belt.
Is one of them the first?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
He drops them.
About that.
If the exercise was to kill Quaggoth to prove your worth, I believe this will be sufficient. If they require more bodies, they can reclaim them themselves. I am returning to the inn to bathe. And he just walks out.
And that is why you don't fuck with my employer.
I'm just kind of in awe.
That's sort of a dick.
You take that back! He's an amazing master at his arts.
I'm not saying he isn't. I'm just saying he's a dick.
Was he a dick?
He just saved us. You two are the ones that threw me in a pit.
With no intent of you to die.
About 20 minutes later, by the way, the guards are trying, your mage buddies want to leave. They're trying to get out.
Hands on collars. My employer said for you to stay here.
Is he going to be mad if we leave?
Yes.
Okay. They just sit down.
We're going to play some dice until Bolt comes back.
I don't want to be a war mage anymore.
You whine anymore, and we'll be playing for dice with your teeth as tokens. Thank you very much. It's your turn.
He takes the dice. He just cries. Just silently.
My drow laughs.
Worst day ever. About 20 minutes later, Bulb returns. He's flanked by a few Dwargar and two human guards. He looks in. Wow. You killed Mador.
That's not all we killed. I point to the three heads. We couldn't really get all five out. They're kind of big, but you know, I'm sure you can get the rest of them and the corpses. I don't know what you plan to do with this building. It's kind of gross on the inside. Probably need some...
He picks up the first head. You ain't gonna get me now, you bastard! He kicks it into the pit. Yeah. Oh, I was gonna sell him to the circus or his slaves or guard dogs, but the bastards are so mouthy, like wives. You know what I'm talking about. He punches you in the shoulder. I like you. You're ugly, but you can kill things.
Now,
what's the matter with these two? He points at the mages.
actually, the mages did most of the work.
These two?
Those Quaggoths? Easily blinded creatures. We had both of the mages blinding them, while the rest of us were just pummeling them with our swords.
Give me a deception check.
Deception. I got a minus one on that. 20, natural.
I'm going
to have to use that on my next hunt.
I'm going to do an intimidation to kind of give off a, like...
Shifty vibe?
Yeah, my shifty vibe.
Okay.
Pretend you have ants in your pants.
Yeah.
A one.
That's a two. Plus four.
Six, yay! You actually look like you have ants in your pants.
Alright. I've got news for you guys. You're not like the other mercenaries that I've found in this town. I thought we'd run through all the good ones. Are you from around here?
No.
Wait, how many are here now?
How many people are in this room right now?
Yeah.
There's Bulb. There's about five Dwargar and two human guards. Your two war mage buddies and you. How'd you like to help me collect some money? Easy job.
After a night's rest?
Yeah, no. Take your time. I mean, you know, I promised you some coin. You've more than earned it.
Yeah, I need to get some horn in before my next job.
Did you say whoring?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There's a lout in town. He owes me a lot of money. I've sent a few people out, and they weren't smart enough to find it. But I think the five of you could manage this. I'll give you the 50 gold I promised each of you now. He starts doling out little pouches of 50 gold each.
50 gold?
50 gold. That's what he promised you. That's his signing bonus. There's more money to come if you keep working for him.
Actually, have
you help me bring this guy in. I'll give you a platinum. Each.
That's reasonable.
But go enjoy yourselves. If you want, there's a club for my friends. I think you'd like it.
Where's it located?
East side of town. Mm-hmm. It's in the wall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about these hole-in-the-wall establishments. Very good things.
Oh, yeah. They've got the best horse. Mm-hmm. They got Dwargars, full beards.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a Dwargar whore?
You know, I haven't yet, but I think that...
They're greedy with their lovers, just like they are with their gold.
I want to go home. I miss my temple.
They burned it to the ground. You can never go home.
Unless you, of course, become a high-level...
I know! It's like, ow!
All right, are we... You'll come back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. This location.
Yeah, come here. This is my house. Mm-hmm. This is where I do business. This is Bolt's house.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's more than just that pit.
Well, the pit's just where I kept those things.
Okay.
Come back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll talk business.
All right. I put my arms around my mage friends and I say, come boys, come with me. Yeah, I motion the two ladies to come after.
I follow.
All right. So as soon as we get out... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, you just got 50 gold coins.
Go around a dark alley. I say to the two mages, stick with us, and you can rise quickly in the ranks. Now, if you feel that you can't handle the situation tomorrow, let me know now so I can get replacements for it. But if you want to earn the gold, you need to study up a bit, boys. I need one of you to learn an additional healing spell or something useful along those lines. And I need the other of you to bone up on your attacks.
Do we have to fight more of those scary, hairy things?
I have no idea what we're going to attack next or what we're going to be dealing with next. But I know I can count on you two.
Are you lying through your ass?
No, I'm trying to exude confidence. And I'm menacing. I'm being a little bit menacing.
Give me an intimidation check.
Alright.
Shouldn't be hard.
3 plus 4! I've got a 4.
Okay, we'll go study and we'll meet you back here tomorrow, sir.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
No, they're not. They're gone.
Don't worry. If you're not here, I'll find you.
They look at each other and then they
run.
Not
with a 4.
You two can do whatever you feel is necessary. I need to report back to my employer what exactly is happening, what is planned for tomorrow, and then I'm going to go to the hole in the wall to make an appearance there. I'll see you in the probably around noon tomorrow.
I'll come with you to speak to your master because I too wish to speak with him.
So when are we going to make our move on these people? Or are we just going to keep dealing with their? Or are we just going to keep doing their jobs?
Well, so far, Bulp has not asked us to kill. Bulp has not had us have to kill anyone that your monk friend wouldn't have killed already.
True, those were horrible creatures.
Yep. And.
So and he seems to like you.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't seem to pay you much attention or me, so.
And so long as the directives of this guy do not go against the directives of my master, I don't mind taking coin from two clients.
Well, your master knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a chance, next time we're at his house, maybe I could sneak around a little bit. See if I can find anything.
That's the whole point, is we have to find your weapon.
Yeah.
Yes. And the closer we get into his inner circle, the closer we can get to his most secret possessions.
Which I don't even know what it is, which is why I want to speak with your master privately.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he can't speak about it with...
That's understood.
...with others.
And at some point I still want to kill him, but...
Who? Bulp. You'll have a chance.
Oh, yeah. I
will kill him.
As soon as we've drained him of his finances, sure. So... strange thing. All right. I explained banking on the way to there. Sometimes, you know, they don't have all their finances in a chest. Give them to this other man who has them in a large building with lots of guards, along with other people's money that you don't want to take. It's complicated up here on the surface world.
Okay.
I'll give you a brief overview of banking and investments and
I'm just picturing, like, the Mulan, let's get down to business, I'll make a man out of you, but it's like, I'll make a mercenary out of you. Yes.
I'm going to say, okay, so the orc was just trying to explain banking to the drow. So I'm just going to humor him, just like, okay.
Yeah, but see, drow banks are different because they're basically, like, a big room, and then there's all the money, and then they'll, like, try and take it.
Yeah.
I dare you. Go ahead. No, I'm telling you to take it. Stop crying and pick it up.
Yes.
Get the mop. So
and that is you're why going you back to the camel's hump. Banking. Yeah.
I
night was... deposit is a whole other.
That was just the ATM.
The drow ATM.
You find Melrun, he is got a towel wrapped around his midsection. He's in the main room reading. He is holding the book with a foot while he's eating an apple with his free hand. His other hand's bandaged.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got just, you know, fresh burn marks all across his torso.
I sit again, you know, at his feet.
I see that you've returned. Yes. I hope you have good news.
Bulp has been impressed by your handiwork and has believed that we are competent mercenaries for being in his employ. This should allow us to become closer to his inner circle. Hopefully our next tasks will not require your assistance.
I have faith in your ability. Where is the... Did you go with them, or did you...
I went with them.
And I explained that Bulp wants us for a task the next day. I'm going to be putting an appearance at Bulp's club tonight to learn the names of his associates and what position they are in his hierarchy. So I'll know which ears to bend whenever I am in his house.
Good. I think that's an excellent plan. Do you plan to take the women with you, or will you be...
Not on this excursion. Unless, of course, they wish to go with me. But they're not necessary.
I'll pass. This place doesn't sound like a place I would like to be.
Unless you like really nice-looking men, probably not.
For what?
Oh, for your pleasures. Your carnal needs.
He's talking about sex.
No!
He's just like...
No.
They have nice ladies there, too, if that's your...
No!
See, now you surfacers are starting to sound like the drow.
Chased?
What?
Being chased?
Not that. I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, males.
Well, he is. I am a good chased monk. Mm-hmm.
Now, drow, if you'd like to come along, I wouldn't mind some company.
Sounds like you're kind of
place. Yeah, because I would like to talk to you anyway. You are from Faerun, right? Because I would like to talk to you. Because I'm looking to seek passage there eventually.
Yep. It's just an overland trip, right?
To Faerun? Yeah. You can go by boat if you want to.
Very long.
It's an exhausting journey.
Yeah, I know.
You took it.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, I don't like boats that much.
You would be in Brazil. And if you were going to Icewind Dale, it would be like traveling from Brazil to Alaska.
Yep.
Or actually, you could say from that one there, you could say...
Yeah, Alaska's right. Yeah.
It'd be like traveling from South Africa to Norway.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah.
You can do it on land, or you can do it on boat, whatever.
He just needs a teleportation circle. He has money falling out of his ears. He's like...
Yeah.
Greater teleportation circle.
I'm not going to tell them about that.
They gave you a bag of peanuts.
Moist
I didn't even have a chance to eat one. Just like, pop! Oh, well, sorry, I'm here.
Because your stomach might implode if you don't fill it up immediately afterwards.
So horrible.
It's not nearly as bad as if they get it wrong and you turn it inside out. And then they have to put
that only happened twice, and those mages were known.
There's a height limit. You have to be so tall, or you can't go into the portal.
They put lollipops on the bottom of their shoes so they can look taller.
You must be this tall, or you will turn inside out.
I don't know. I saw it somewhere. Putting lollipops on, like,
that was on The Simpsons.
Yes! Bart wanted to ride the roller coaster.
Yes. And then he died. Alright, so you're going to the hole in the wall.
Yep. Yes.
And carrying out your secret conversation. And you're staying.
Not even just more, like, conversing with him. Just, you know.
Learn about what the weapon would actually look like.
A little bit of that, and a little bit of just, as he said, it is my path should not be vengeance.
You want Master Yoda?
Yes!
I want to pray. I want to see if I can get anything from guidance from my goddess.
In that case, I'll eat and take a shower, because it doesn't take me all time to eat.
Okay. I mean, I may or may not hear anything, but I might as well.
Alright, well, I gulp down some stew and take a bath and put some oil through my hair and, yep, try to get some of the stink off. Put my head bag in my pocket.
Head bag?
What?
It's for the kindness for the whores. So, you know, I put the bag over my head.
Oh, he said...
I saw so many directions for what a head bag was, and I didn't see that one, and it's the best thing ever.
I don't know, I'm like, it's the bag he stores heads in.
That was one of two possible directions. I was like, okay, how bad is it?
Instead of a head bag, can it be a head sack?
No, it's a bag.
Bag?
I'm not going to keep putting a burlap sack on his head. It chafes.
It just has two little holes?
It's a silk bag. It's got knitted.
It's like a Royal Caribbean.
It's got knitted on it, kind of like nice features.
Yeah. And a smiley face.
drawn on it.
It's got like a minor illusion on it of like not a terribly ugly man.
No, it's got like an O face.
Do you put this on before you go into the club, or just like as soon as you find the woman, you get to the champagne room?
As soon as the lady accepts the coin, then I demonstrate that I am a sensitive lover.
So sensitive that I have an O face for you already.
So you guys are going to the hole in the wall after your goddess doesn't care.
Yeah.
Your goddess probably encourages.
Probably. There'll be some dancing, then you're just hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
The porter comes and bothers you a few times.
I finally just two figs and a glass of water.
He brings you two figs and a glass of water.
Doubling up for the day.
Do you just walk in? Marwyn looks up from his book. You sure you don't want to just go have sex with the rest of the young people?
No. I'm chaste.
Why?
It's a vow I gave.
They make you take vows of celibacy?
No, I chose to do it. So that I could focus on my studies.
He goes back to his book. I can see why you wanted revenge. Feel free to carry out your secret conversation.
Alright, secret conversation. Whisper, whisper.
No, so, when do you plan on going back to this Fae room?
Now?
Now?
I've already had my shower and ate my food. Are you done meditating yet?
So we're doing this now?
No, no, he means, you mean at the hole in the wall.
Yeah, let's go to
No. Okay, no, so the imaginary conversation I figured was on our way there.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So let's go to the hole in the wall and start the conversation.
Okay, yeah. No, Fae Rune is the...
Yeah.
First joke.
Okay.
Just thinking.
Where are you from?
I am from the village Erd up near the Neverwinter area.
Yeah, that's... did you ever hear of Waterdeep?
I heard of Waterdeep. Have I been there? No.
It's along the Sword Coast, but that's where I'm looking to go.
I know people in Neverwinter that can help you get there.
Well, Waterdeep would be on the way to Neverwinter.
Like I said, I've heard of Waterdeep. Yes. No idea where it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Who needs them?
Why mask when you've got magic portals, right?
Well, how are you getting back there?
Depending upon my current employer's inclinations, either I'll be going back by foot or by portal.
If you go by portal, can I try to hitch a ride from you, or if possible?
Considering my employer paid for my travel through the portal, I have no idea how expensive that's going to be.
And this is the guy, this monk guy.
Mulroon.
I'm sure that if you can impress him with your skills and
okay.
you become invaluable to him, he may be able to provide transportation or, at the very least, get you travel by ship.
Okay. I will talk to him next time.
You are familiar with what a ship is, right?
Yes, I do know.
I'm not familiar with the Underdark. If there's any questions about the surface, feel free to ask, and I will answer to the best of my abilities.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, you do know what a bar of soap is, right?
I've seen them, but I prefer to use oils and scrapers.
They have a new troll soap.
What?
It regenerates. They make it out of troll fat, and it just continually regenerates, so it never runs out.
That's awesome. But
you can't get it hot, though.
No. The problem with orc skin is it blisters with soap, so I can only use oils and scrapers.
Okay.
Otherwise, I look like some sort of pistuled ass, and I look ugly enough as it is.
You see why I'm so happy that Bass came back?
I completely understand.
Like, I heard, like, Bass is coming back, and I just heard the boys are back in town in my head. And so that part of Night's Tale where, like, you know, they're, like, riding into town
yes.
on horseback. I'm like, this is the best movie ever. This is everything I want from life. If I ever go to a convention and I'm famous, I hope I have this moment.
And even things like, you know what, I make up things like my orc skin's allergic to soap, instantly write it down, and it's permanently part of my character
okay.
forever.
You're also allergic to drakes.
Oh, yes, yes. Allergic. But that just makes me sneeze.
Speaking of which, you guys
Did
arrive...
Did I ever play a game with him?
No.
Okay.
You guys arrive at a, it looks like, literally like a hole in the wall, with a piece of fabric stretched across it. There's a dragonborn standing in front of the door, arms folded across his chest. He is got two swords on either side of his hips, and a
that I would probably be fascinated with.
Crossbow on his back.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I don't think I would ever have seen a dragonborn.
Probably not. He's got a full turban on his head. Mm-hmm. The right side of his body, as far as you can see, is just a massive password.
Bulb.
Pulls the fabric back. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
March on in.
What manner of beast are you?
Excuse my lady. She's from out of town.
I'm a dragon.
Oh, very interesting. You look very strong.
Strong enough.
Are you conning up here?
In this part of the world, not so much, no.
Yeah, you were the
is further north.
Where at?
We have a keep north of here. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Words you never want to hear in nowhere else.
I know.
Enjoy yourself. Be careful.
Word to the wise. Whenever you're seeing a new sentient that you don't recognize, what manner of beast are you can often be a insult.
Okay.
Yes. Where you are asking where they're from or what their clan is would be a better way to approach the situation.
Understood.
We hear drumming in the distance.
That's the house beats.
I was wondering. I was just like, wait a minute.
No, I wanted to be original.
Go!
Thumpa thumpa.
The system is down.
I hate you both.
Strong bad for the win.
That is funny though. I said, what manner of beast are you? And then all of a sudden, it was like a record skipped. Mm-hmm. It was like the way he, like, the look in your face was like.
And everyone who knows what that thing is goes, oh shit, that's your real. Never say that to a thing that can breathe something that we don't even know what it is. I have 4 hit points.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. All right, it's left 4 hit points. Shit.
Didn't say it, so it didn't happen. It was a quick shower. It was one of those showers where there's a lot of blood on the floor, like in the movies, and it's just like. That guy's not getting healed by the shower. He's not showering in health potion. He's fucked up. He really shouldn't be going to the club.
The club?
The club. Everybody in the club is bleeding. The hole in the wall is basically a long room that you can tell. It's like basically like an underground chamber that's been carved out of a section of the wall underneath of the wall.
Yep.
Like the foundation.
Like a smuggling tunnel.
Like a smuggling tunnel, but there's no tunnel so much as just a big long, like, think like a log cabin but underground.
Yep.
There's a large stage area. Mm-hmm. At this moment, there's about 15 girls of various species and various levels of nudity dancing. There's about 50 mercenaries milling around, drinking, playing games at some of the tables, watching girls dance. Some of them have, like, women in their laps, some have guys in their laps, have a little bit of all three. You do see a llama, and there's at least one centaur wandering the perimeter. There are several canvas tarps that have been stretched over. You can see there's rooms beyond, probably, like, kitchen area where they're bringing food in and out, and rooms you probably don't need to go into. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna sidle up to the bar and, ask if they have... If I can get a glass of water with a side of any sort of healing or health potions they may have on stock.
Here's your water.
Take it. You don't have anything else in stock. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do you have any
GM sort of, said knock you out.
Oh, and these two?
Oh, no, I'm not with you.
Another.
No, this lady, get her whatever she wants.
Draw one.
I'm right here.
Don't flatter yourself, man.
You tried to try. Bottle draw wine.
And do you have any other items here for sale?
Besides food and drink?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any...
I got drugs.
He opens up a grid behind him where you can see little items in a menu.
I got drugs.
No, I don't know what they'll do to a drow, though. No, we don't get many of your kind in here.
I ruined myself.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He killed a guy and took him.
Okay.
What about you, ugly? Take the hurt off this.
No, I don't need any drugs.
The girl's going to charge you extra. I'll tell you that right now.
The girls always charge me extra. And then they always give me a refund.
We'll see about that.
All right. I'm going to sip my delicious water and find a...
Why are you drinking just water? Would you like to have a glass of wine?
No. You may drink whatever you want.
Oh, I know.
Big chocolate egg comes walking up between the two of you, grabs a bottle of brown liquor, and just starts downing it in one go. Just... Is there anything else I can get you?
Not right now. Can you point me to the madam or master of the house?
She's busy.
Okay. Well, when she isn't, let me know.
Have you ever seen a Gensai fuck?
No.
It's going to be a while.
Do you just have the one?
Master of the house?
No, I mean, like, someone who can find me a nice whore.
Pick one. There's like 50 of them.
All right.
I don't know what you like.
I would like your most underrated one. You know, the one that everyone says is too ugly, but is actually really good.
So you want our ugliest whore?
Your ugliest good whore.
Wait here. Do you need anything before I go find the ugly man and ugly woman?
No, I do not.
Sorry, I'm just trying to picture in my head the ugliest.
Well, while you're working on that, I'm going to sidle up to some more of Bolt's friends and cohorts. And
you see a lot of Underdark species, but there are also a fair blend of other... It's not all, like, Dwargar. There's a few, way more than you would normally see.
Is there any Drow?
There is one. You've met him. You met him at the club earlier.
Wait, was he wearing, like, goggles or something like that? No.
He has no tongue.
Alright. Huh.
He raises his glass to you and proceeds to drink.
I'm going to sidle up to some of the Dwargar and put on my best drunken act and be like, we're comrades in arms now. Bulk just hired me after we did the job with his Oofenbirds or whatever.
You killed those quaggle things?
The quaggles? Oh, gosh. You know what? If it weren't for those two goddamn mages, they did such a great job distracting them. But, like, we got so much blood on it. It's just stabbing the poor things. They were, like, blind and going back. It was kind of sad.
Have a drink. Do you know how to play dice?
Do I know how to play dice? I played dice maybe twice, but I liked it.
So, yeah, do you have any money?
I got a couple coins in my pocket.
Come on, we'll play. We'll teach you. It'll be fun.
All right. So, roll for hustle?
Yep. All right, so are you trying to trick roll the dice, or are you trying to trick them into thinking that you suck at dice?
I am going to do my best to look like I've got a pretty good streak of beginner's luck, and then I'm going to lose it all. So eventually I end up having the same amount of money, making it look like I'm learning really fast. They're happy I'm learning, and then they're like, what the fuck? This guy's taking all our money, and then it looks like I'm broke.
Give me a dex check and add your proficiency skill to it.
Okay, dexterity check. 18, 20, 22.
Yeah. You see them playing dice with a group of Dwargar, a very rowdy game, a lot of like, cheers, and, you know, guys like growing huge and then shrinking back down as they're like slamming their fists on the table, yelling for more ale, like smacking women on the butts, smacking dudes on the butts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I know Drow Sign Language?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay.
Write it down, quick, before you forget it.
Okay, so I'm gonna try. So, how far away is this guy?
He's about midway through the
club. He's far away. So I'm going to try to actually talk to him.
Okay.
And just try to sign.
What do you sign?
First off, hello again.
He signs back hello.
So just refresh my memory. What did I say to him before?
Basically nothing. You walked up to him, tried to communicate with you, and when you realized you didn't have a tongue, you talked to someone else.
Okay.
You blew him off last time.
Wow.
Not in a good way?
So, okay, I'm going to try talking to him. How did you get onto the surface?
Tunnel.
Where are you from?
I can never say the name, but Mezzobanarn.
Mezzobranson. Okay.
He has an accent.
Did you know, do you know who, what's his name, Pulp? I'll call him Pulp.
Yes.
I
know him.
How well?
I watch him while he sleeps.
That's creepy.
Are you his bodyguard?
Sometimes. For those listening to the podcast, we're doing bullshit signs.
It's kind of awesome, though.
So, interesting that a drow would protect a dwargar.
The pay is good.
Do you like that?
The pay is good.
So, I'm going to get up. Mm-hmm. What would you like to drink? Because I'm still at the bar.
Lemonade.
Okay.
Man, after my own heart.
He was drinking hours ago, so he's probably like, time to not be wasted.
Okay, so I'm going to grab him a lemonade. How much is that?
It's free. They don't charge you for drinks here.
Oh, okay. So I'll grab that.
You're on Bulb's tab.
I will get two more bottles of drow wine.
They give them over to you.
And I am putting them in my pack.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Bit of a lush there.
Yeah, I guess all my characters do that shit.
Your characters are all alcoholics.
They are.
And mine are all teetotalers.
The bartender comes back. He's got a minotaur girl with him.
Mmm.
She sits in your lap. She's heavy.
I kind of like them furry.
They feel dirty. I don't want to play anymore. Go home.
I'm just picturing this like, scarred up, ugly
please
ass.
Please kill my character, please.
You're not even there. I have to roleplay this.
Please kill my character.
So you're just grinding on your Minotaur girl.
What'd you do?
Well, before I grind on the Minotaur, I say to my friends, well, it looks like my night's luck is going to change. And,
sorry, you lost all your money.
I still got a coin or two in my pocket. I always put one in my sock because no one's going to reach in there. You know what? We should do this more often. So, where do you work for Bulp at? Like,
in the pit.
In the pit?
Yeah. We, you know, keep an eye on the fights, see if anyone good comes in.
Cool. I'm going to be working up near the house. Like, if you're ever off for a break or something, come ask for me. Sure. We'll go out for get some lunch or something.
We have to do dinner. Yeah, we don't like going out during the day.
I can understand that. Especially not with my mug, eh?
Ugly man, you're pretty good.
So I've established good contacts. To the Minotaur lady. So the Minotaur lady.
Mm-hmm.
I take to...
her name's Dora.
I cannot believe
Dora.
You guys are going to roleplay this. It's kind of beautiful.
May we go to your den.
She leads you back into one of the rooms. It is clearly one of the ones that's designed for larger patrons, as the bed is twice the size of you.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so, what I'm going to do, I bring out my head bag and say, if my visage offends you, I am more than happy to put this on. But you are a lovely sight.
Johnny Party.
Give me a persuasion roll.
14 plus 1, oddly enough. 15.
She takes the bag. She puts it on the floor and touches your face affectionately.
Okay. All right, I'm going to condense this scene a bit. I explain my proclivities.
Three midgets, a unicyclist and a llama come out of the room 20 minutes later. They're all crying.
Yep. And I'm going to roll for affectionate lover.
Give me a dexterity and an endurance check.
Luckily, I have relentless endurance.
Dude, I might even have to do strength in that, too.
Yeah, give me a strength, dexterity, and constitution check.
All right. Okay, 7 on my strength check plus 2.
So 9. Not great, but not terrible.
I got a 7 on my dexterity check. And a 13 on constitution.
You fall to the bed exhausted. luckily, Minotaurs are not gentle lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So you were affectionate, mm-hmm. and they're not exactly known for being the most accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the gestures. My mother listens to this podcast. I'm sorry, Mom.
Dora, exploring you has been a wonderful treat. I consider that money well spent. How much was that, by the way?
There's no charge.
Would you like another round?
She climbs on top.
Strength, dexterity, and constitution again? Yep. All right, there 12 strength. Oh, I get a 21 dexterity. And a 9 constitution.
You and Dora fall asleep in each other's embrace. Meanwhile, not in the creepy part of town.
So while I was down there talking to the mean drow, all I hear is boom, boom.
Oh no, those walls are soundproof. They cast cone of silence on each room.
There's like little pieces of plaster falling from the ceiling.
Stalactite falls. It was a piercer. She's like, I've seen things. I want to go home. Fuck this place. You're all sick. The piercer in the whorehouse. Are you still talking to your mute friend?
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, I don't know. Does he have any questions or anything for me?
No, he's just enjoying talking to a drow. He hasn't talked to one in, like, 10 years.
Okay. What are your plans to do on the surface?
Make money, learn, not be slaved.
Do you have a particular deity?
No.
Just curious.
Some of his answers are clipped because he has, clearly, he can speak it, but it's not great. You're guessing he's, like, learned some of this.
Okay.
But yeah, he'll answer your questions.
Okay. Well, I'm looking to book passage to Faerun. Is there any...
That is a long journey.
Yes, it is.
Expensive journey.
Yes, and I'm working on that. Are you familiar with Elestrae?
The drow goddess of dance? Yes. You should talk to Bulb. He does business in the north.
Just between me and you, I don't think Bulb likes me too much. You were there in the, How much did you see at the bar?
I saw him try to kill you and failed.
Yes.
Wolf doesn't like anyone, but he respects strength. As long as you don't try to kill him and prove you're useful, he's unlikely to slit your throat.
Understood. Well, there is a matter of the bounty.
I have never known a Dwargar to break heart over losing or not losing coin.
Can you tell me about what Bulb's... What does he do here? What's his business?
Slaving, money lending.
Okay.
Gambling, prostitution, drugs, mercenary work.
Is he, like, the top guy? Who does he work for?
He didn't say anything.
Okay.
Jason, what are you rolling for?
Shit.
Did you shit in the bed?
Nope. Nope.
Doesn't she like that?
No.
Nope. Are you pregnant?
Nope, I'm pining.
Oh, he's in love.
If it was a 15 or higher, I...
John, roll to see if you vomit. Anything above a 1, you vomit.
It was 12.
You vomited a lot.
I vomited twice.
He's vomiting on the inside.
No, I'm vomiting
on the outside.
Anything else you guys want to do at the club? You're asleep, so anything else you want to do at the club?
Not really.
Okay.
Just real quick, what's your name?
Or Shadow Walk.
Shadow Walk. Okay. Okay, so I will be around here. Keep in touch.
No. Meanwhile, back...
Enjoy your lemonade.
He drank all of it at this point, but yeah. Back at the camel's hump, your not master closes his book. Well, I'm going to bed if the young people are just going to spend all night out having fun. Don't meditate too much. It'll make your eyes go cross.
It's not true.
He crosses his eyes and goes into his room. And I think we'll stop there because I know you need to get home. And I feel like that's a good place to